For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, it is the fourth and final hour of the morning show presented by St. Mary's Medical Group. Dave and Logan along with you. Thanks so much for joining us here. And a good Monday morning to you. I wonder how many people are starting to feel like, oh, it is Monday.
My wife has asked me numerous times the last week, hey, what day is it? Because she's at home.
And I know.
A little bit jealous, but at the same time, I'm also very glad that you and I, Dave, are still able to do our normal routine.
Creature right habit, man. I'm no telling doubt. You, I love the normalcy for me anyway. Not everything, but still. Anyway, so thanks so much for joining us. We do appreciate it. Certainly excited to have our next guest on as Chris Kirk joins us. And Chris has got a great story to tell and always a great person to talk to. Chris was on Georgia's 2005 national championship team and has had a great pro career. But Chris, my first question, do you still have that great beard? That's the thing I want to know.
Still going.
Good. Okay. So give us, it's a good one. Is that what you're saying?
I feel like I'm doing all right with it.
I was trying to think of some. Is it a Graham Dillette special? Trying to think of someone who we might compare it to.
I can't do the after it gets a little bit too long, it starts to drive me crazy. So I keep it trimmed up a little bit better than he did for a while there.
I don't know if you've seen Ben Roethlisberger. I think he put a video on Twitter this weekend, and he is not pulling off the beard. So hopefully yours looks a little better than Big Ben's.
I'm looking a little more cleaned up than Ben.
Good.
Well, good to know. And the wife is okay with it. That's the most important thing.
Yeah. It was touch and go for a little while there when all this first started. I was like, well, maybe I should shave it off, but I got some kickback a little bit from the family. They wanted me to keep it.
Well, I hear you. Well, good. Good to hear. How's your social distancing going? I know these are weird times for all of us, but what have you been doing to just kind of, I know you got the family and everything, which is great, but what have you been doing to try to keep a little semblance of normalcy?
Yeah, definitely strange times. We've mostly just kind of stayed here at home. We live on 40 acres just down towards Watkinsville, south of Athens, and so plenty for us to do, and, you know, my two older sons are doing homeschool and all that, and I'm just kind of trying to help out however I can.
Now, were you homeschooling even before all of this? Is that what you were saying?
We were not. No.
Oh, okay.
My boys go to Athens Academy.
Gotcha. Okay. It sounds like they're being held hostage against their own will, but there's nothing wrong with that. That's all good right now.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, it's been. I mean, with three boys, there's always going to be plenty of fighting, but that may have gone up a notch or two.
How old are they?
8, 6, and 2.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, well, those are easy ages to deal with. You got it made, my man. No big deal at all.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, we just sit around and they kind of take care of themselves.
That's right. Chris Kirk is joining us here as we talk a little golf. And what was the last tournament you played in?
The last tournament I played in was on the Florida Professional Golf Tour. It was the week of Bay Hill.
Okay.
I was down there and was hopeful to get a sponsor exemption into Bay Hill and ended up not. And a friend of mine, Michael Cromie, who played golf at Georgia and plays professional golf now, he was down there with me, and he was going to caddy for me that week, and the weather was rainy as it had been for a while there in Athens, and so we found this little mini tour event, and it was in DeLand, I'm still not sure. I spent some time, I still don't know how to say that.
Yeah.
But we went and spent a couple days there and played before we headed back home.
Gotcha. So on the PGA Tour, you played the Honda Classic, and I guess that was the only Florida event you played on the PGA Tour. Is that right? This year?
Yes, that's correct. I was planning on playing in Tampa at the Valspar.
Right. Gotcha. Which would have been this past weekend, and I guess coming up this weekend would have been the match play. And were you planning on going to the DR?
I was not. No.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Well, Chris, take us back these last couple of weeks when you found out things were starting to get kind of weird, and you know what it did for your schedule.
Yeah, the week of the Players, it was pretty interesting because I knew I wasn't going to be exempt from the Players this year. So we went, we had this plan for a while. My family and I, we went on a Disney cruise. Which was a little touch and go before we left, whether we were actually going to do it or not. Because that was when things were kind of first starting. But we decided to go, and there were a few other families from Athens that were on the cruise as well. So you're kind of, you know, you're out there on the boat, and the internet is pretty worthless, and your phone doesn't really work. And so we were a little bit isolated from it. And, you know, after 3 or 4 days when we got off the boat, it was like the whole world had changed, you know, which was pretty wild. But at first, you know, I got the message that, oh, we're gonna continue to play but without fans, and my reaction was, you know, I'm just happy to keep playing, you know. Selfishly, I just wanted to keep going. You know, I feel like I was starting to build some momentum with my golf game, and was excited to be back playing, and then that quickly changed to where we had events canceled sort of, you know, indefinitely in my mind.
Well, Noah, you said you weren't in the Players, but were you surprised the way it went down, where they played the first round and then there was no more golf tournament? I mean, I'm sure you texted and talked to a lot of guys out there. What were the feelings on that? Did it really change when Rory came out and made his kind of statement about maybe the Players, or not the Players Championship, but the Players themselves should be under a little bit more testing?
I think that what happened in the NBA is really what shifted everything for all of major sports. You know, once they had some players that were tested positive for it, that seemed to change everything from what I've seen. And, you know, like I said, during that time, we were a little bit isolated from news and what all was going on. But I was a little bit surprised that they didn't finish that tournament without the fans. But, you know, it's one of those things where you kind of can't be too careful about it, I suppose.
Yeah. Absolutely. Talking with former Georgia golfer Chris Kirk, who is along with us here this morning.
Chris, I know by following your social media, you've got a nice little, I guess, a chipping or driving thing right in your backyard. Are you able to keep yourself busy and in tune in this first week of just not being able to go anywhere?
I haven't done much, to be mm-hmm. honest with you. You know, just been kind of hanging out, playing with the kids, and it's a little bit strange mentally, because mm-hmm. I've spent my entire adult life, you know, obviously I love to play golf and love to practice and that kind of thing, but it's always for something, you know? And so now, you know, you can go out and hit some balls just to get outside and do something. But it's very strange having that in your mind where you really have no idea when you're going to play again. So it's just different. You know, there's probably not quite as much motivation there as normal to get out and hit balls, because that's, you know, at this stage in my career and in my life, I think I love the competition more than I love the actual just playing golf. So you have that in your mind, like, oh, you know, you're in the back of your mind what you're preparing for and what you're doing that for, and that's kind of gone at the moment.
Guess not having that adrenaline rush that you get with a competition. Is that what it is?
Yeah, and you know, you you're always looking at your previous term and, okay, what did I do well? What do I need to improve on? You know, and you're thinking forward to the next tournament that you're going to play in, and even the golf course, and what you need to do to prepare and all that type of thing. And so now it feels like, you know, purely just some recreation, which is great, but it's just different not having any real tournaments on your schedule. You know, so I just don't, you know, we're right now we have, I guess Colonial would be the first of the event that's still on the schedule. But, you know, the chances of that actually happening seem pretty slim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, since the PGA Championship, yeah, which would be, what, the middle of May. And, yeah, the Colonial, the end of May, is the next one, which I know that's one. You like the Colonial. You've won there, so that's pretty cool. But
that's always been right at the top of my list for favorite events. And so, you know, obviously I would love to go, but, you know, we'll just see.
I know.
See how this all plays out.
I know. That's the crazy thing. That's all we can say is just see how it all plays out. Talking with Chris Kirk, former Georgia golfer, member of the 2005 National Championship team. Chris, you could live anywhere you want. I think a lot of Georgia people think it's cool that you decided to basically plant yourself and your family in Athens. What was the deciding factor of maybe living here as opposed to maybe in Atlanta or Sea Island or somewhere like that?
Yeah, I was in Sea Island for 6.5 years and loved it there and still love going down there. It was mostly a family decision. You know, both my wife's sisters live here, so my boys are, you know, grow up close to their cousins. They've got two of their cousins that are next door on the same property with us, so, you know, they're always running around and hanging out. And my folks are in Atlanta. My wife's folks are up in Clarksville, Georgia, so just kind of being close to everybody and being able to drive over to Atlanta and use that airport helped me a lot. Simply the fact of going to tournaments, trying to get back to Sea Island on a Sunday night, unless you were flying private all the time, is very, very difficult. And being here, I could always get home on Sunday night. Even if I was playing 2 weeks in a row and I wanted to come home for a day or two, I always had the ability to do that here. So both of those things were kind of why we ended up here.
Plus, Chris, in the fall, it's easier to get to a football game too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
By the way, how much trash talking do you guys do when you're out during the weeks of, you know, with your colleges and football and stuff with the other guys on the tour?
There's plenty of it. It makes me think to this fall, we were down in Mexico for the event down there, and it was Georgia Auburn weekend, and I'm trying to remember who all was there watching the game. We found a place that had the game on, and it was me and Brendan, Kisner, Sepp Straka, who else was there? Keith Mitchell, Harmon, you know, the whole Georgia crew, and Patton Kizzire, who played at Auburn.
Yeah.
Just by himself. And even Patton's wife went to Georgia. So he
was really
outnumbered. And, you know, Georgia had a pretty good handle in that game, most of the game. So I almost, not quite, but almost felt bad for him because he was just getting, Patton was just getting absolutely worn out the entire game.
He didn't even have Duffner there with him?
Seth. What's that? Duff wasn't there.
Okay.
Wasn't there. I think that week Duff got down there to Mexico and saw that it was going to rain every day and left and didn't play the tournament. But, yeah, Sepp especially and everybody else were just piling on him the entire game.
And you know what? To that I say, good for you, since Auburn sucks. So
that's right.
Glad you guys were able to do that. But hey, Chris, another thing I wanted to ask you, and you made a really courageous move going public with alcoholism and depression and everything, and we are, you know, so proud of you for doing that, and obviously to say, oh, that's a game changer is just putting it mildly, but just wanted to just to, you know, see how things were going with that. And again, just to let you know that it was something I know a lot of Georgia fans, and not just Georgia fans, but just fans in general, were had to be really supportive of you for what you did.
Thank you. It obviously has been a totally life-changing thing for me, and something that I'm, you know, feel so great about, and I'm so thankful and grateful that I'm where I am today. It was one of those things that I tried to get a handle on a few different ways, and then finally came to the point where I just had to sort of give in and realize that, okay, I don't have control over this, and getting off the road for a little while and just being at home was a big part of it, and, you know, various other things that I've done here through working with other people that have been in the same situation. It was a great thing for me, and has been so amazing since I've come back. The people that have reached out to me, and a few other people that I've personally connected with, that have said, you know, I saw your story and realized that if you could do it, I could do it, you know. And so things like that are just mind-blowing, and things that I could have never thought that would have happened when I first started this. It's been a huge and incredible change for me and for my family.
Well, great to hear. And using your platform for that is spectacular. It really is. And like I said, we're really happy for you and glad to hear that things are going so well for you right now. And I know once you guys start playing golf again, I mean, how long does it take? Like, if you just didn't swing a club or didn't putt or anything, I mean, how long would it take you to get your game back to where you could, you know, be right where you want to be?
You know, that's tough to say. You know, last year I didn't touch a club for about 3.5 months, and then kind of slowly started back and was playing about once a week for a few months after that. And it didn't, you know, it didn't feel foreign to me, that's for sure. I think that I have maybe a little bit of an advantage in that my golf swing has not changed for a lot of years. So it's not, there's not really anything that I am necessarily working on as far as movements in my swing. It's really about just knocking a little bit of rust off, and who knows what it'll be like this time. Coming back last time, I physically felt so much better than I had in a lot of years. It almost felt easier. But then the golf swing and all that side of it felt great. But, you know, being out of competition for that long, that part hadn't really come back yet still, you know. So that's kind of the more of the challenge is coming back and not playing a golf tournament for a little while and mentally being where you need to be. But this time we're all going to be in the same boat, so it'll be very interesting to see for all of us how it goes. But I think that guys will click back in faster than people would expect.
Well, can't wait to see you guys back out there. Logan, Chris took down, well, he took down several people, but winning that playoff event at the Deutsche Bank back in 2014, mm-hmm. Terrific win there. Mentioning winning at Colonial the next year, some big wins there. In fact, I think it was the when you won at Colonial and again, I get it. It's not like people were pulling against you, but Jordan Spieth was right there, and you know, obviously mm-hmm. in front of the home folks. But when you sank that putt, it just crushed the locals there, which I thought was awesome. I don't know what he said about that, but I thought that was terrific. We can't wait to see you sinking more of those winning putts, just like Brendan, you know, got his groove back. Yeah. And can't wait to see Absolutely. You do the same thing, Chris. We appreciate you. And thanks so much for being on with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I remember a few choice words that I can't share on the radio from Jordan.
oh, no, wait a minute. Okay. Oh, go ahead. Tell us this. I want to hear this.
The next week, I think it was on the range on Tuesday, and he just kind of walked up by me and gave me a little playful shove. And like I said, a few a few words that I can't share on the radio, but it was all in good fun. I mean, Jordan's a great guy and a good friend, so that was pretty funny.
Great stuff. Yeah, in fact, next time we talk to you, we might have to let you delve into some other things here too. But thanks so much, Chris. We appreciate you, and you guys be safe.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. Former Georgia golfer Chris Kirk.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.